The Tasmanian wood chopping season not too far away. It starts on October the 1st, in fact, with the Burnie Show. And the Tasmanian Axemen's Association has a new state president. He's a coaster from Burnie, Michael Mayne, who joins me now. Good morning, Michael.
Thank you, Martin. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Especially thank you for talking to me this morning. I didn't mention that you're in Melbourne for the Royal Melbourne Show. We'll talk about that in a minute, though. But first of all, congratulations on stepping up into the top job.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you. Roll. I'm looking forward to taking on board. So, Tasmanian wood chopping is heading in a positive direction, and pretty happy to be at the helm.
What made you decide to want to run for president?
Look, Martin, I've got a long history with the Tasmanian Christmas carnivals and wood chopping and a family history, and as you know, with most sports, volunteers are getting fewer and fewer, and I'm sort of getting on in age with wood chopping, and this is one way I can get back to the sport as well.
Well, that's a very noble gesture there, and I'm sure you'll do a great job of it. I've known you for a while myself as well. As I mentioned, the Burnie Show is the first event on the calendar, as always. And, of course, we haven't had a Burnie Show for a couple of years, so I guess you're pretty toe about that.
We sure are, Martin, and Burnie Show are happy to have us back this year again. And, it's always a good place to kick off our season. And from early indication, talking to Brad Turner, our handicapper and entry organiser, entries are quite strong. So, it's looking like being a strong season if that's an early indication to us.
Yeah, we did have a season last year, but quite a few events were cancelled because they were parts of shows, as they tend to be. Speaking of which, of course, you're in Melbourne, as I mentioned now, the Royal Melbourne Show. So technically, even though the Tasmanian season starts on the 1st of October, there's already yourself and quite a few other Tasmanians competing in Melbourne this weekend.
Yeah, I think there's about 12 or 14 of us over here at the Melbourne Show, and about 10 have just come back from the Adelaide Show, so... There's going to be a few Tasmanians with a bit of wood chopping under their belt before the season starts, and a really good contingent coming here to Melbourne Show. So, Tassie wood chopping is performing very strong at the moment.
Yeah, they'll hit the ground running when they get back in Tasmania, that's for sure. I was just looking through the program for Melbourne this weekend, and they haven't had a show for 2 years either because of COVID and other things. And I noticed that, I suppose you'd call them defending champions. The last won it in 2019. The under-18 underhand championship was won by Blake Lovell. The under-18 standing block championship was won by Will Lovell. I don't know whether they still qualify for under-18s or not, but the other one of note is the Australian 275mm tree-felling championship. Daniel Gurr, of course, a red-hot favourite in that one, and that's on tomorrow, I think, on Sunday, yeah.
Daniel Gurr is definitely the red-hot favourite for that again, for defending champion to go back-to-back, and obviously the 275mm the smallest block we cut in the tree-felling, so it's... Probably the one where the other guys certainly get a bit closer to him and rattling, but I think Daniel's very, very red hot favourite to go back to back in that event.
Yeah, and am I right by saying the Lovells, do they still qualify for under 18s?
Neither of those Lovells will qualify for the under 18s anymore. Blake and Will are both out of the under 18s now, so I don't believe we have a representative in the under 18 championships here this year, Martin.
For people that haven't been to the Melbourne Show, Michael, they've got really no idea how big wood chopping is there. You actually started on Thursday and you're going right through to Monday, so that's 5 days. How do you back up day after day and do that sort of competition, because we don't have any multi-day events in Tasmania?
No, it's very full-on for us as competitors. It's sort of 9 a.m. through to 5, 6 o'clock each night. So basically we come to Melbourne Show and it's all focused just on the wood chopping for Melbourne Show. There's no holidays. Up first thing in the morning, tram to the showgrounds, wood chop all day. But that's what makes it viable and exciting for us to come over. And the crowds at Melbourne Show, they don't quite rival Sydney, but we have an event every 10 minutes and the crowd just flows through every 10 minutes. It's pretty easy to get yourself up when you've got 5,000 or 6,000 people sitting there watching you.
I guess you've got to be careful too, because if you have an injury on the first day, then it really mucks you up for the rest of the week, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yep, sure does. You've got to manage yourself pretty well through the show, and a lot of that comes back to how much work you've put in before you got here. So.
And I noticed by glancing at the program at Melbourne again that there's a big emphasis on women's wood chopping, as we've seen in recent years in Tasmania as well.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest growth in wood chopping at the moment, women in the sport. And, it all started out many years ago with the Jack and Jill sawing, where the husbands would bring the wife along and do the sawing together. And in the last 5 to 6 years, like it's probably earlier than that with pioneers like Amanda Beams coming through, but in the last 5 or 6 years, we've seen a real growth in women, especially in the chopping, picking up the axe and And surprisingly enough, Martin, wood chopping is a lot safer sport than what people believe. And when we actually get the women involved and show them the techniques and all that, it's a really great fun sport.
Well, as you know, Michael, I'm a huge fan of wood chopping. I've been going to it, you know, for probably well over 30 years now, and I don't think I've ever seen anyone injured in the wood chopping ring yet, and hopefully I don't have to.
No, and look, back in the early days, there was the odd toe here and there, but we now have...
the odd toe here and there?
we now wear a thing called a safety mesh sock, made out of something very similar to what the butchers wear on their gloves.
Okay, so I'm glad to hear that, because you had me worried for a minute there. Let's just talk about the Zeehan Gem and Mineral Fair. That's coming up in November, and I think they had the first time that wood chopping was involved in the program last year, and that was absolutely huge, and it's going to be even bigger this year.
Yeah, last year was the first time we were invited along to the Mineral Fest, and obviously yourself and myself are West Coasters, so very excited to get back there again this year. And they loved it that much, so yeah, they've invited us back, and it's actually one of the biggest programs, especially from a prize money perspective, one of the biggest programs on our calendar for the whole year, so we're looking forward to getting some big numbers down there, and Phil Vickers and his crew have got sponsors for the day, so it's free entry for anyone who wants to come along and watch.
Wow, and I think there's two or three events that have got like $1,000 prize money in them.
Yeah, definitely, yep. There's an underhand championship and a standing championship worth over $1,000, and there's a standing block handicap with $700 prize money. So, very, very lucrative for people to travel to the West Coast.
That'll more than pay your petrol money and accommodation, that's for sure.
Correct.
Yeah, and look, for anyone that's listening that's thinking I might go down the West Coast for a weekend at some stage, that'd be a good one to lock in, wouldn't it?
It sure would, yeah. The Mineral Fest, they put a lot of effort into that over the weekend, and we only compete on one of the days, but, it goes across 2 days, and the West Coast really appreciate the visitors.
Yeah, it's on Saturday, November the 12th, and hopefully the weather will be a bit better than last year, because it absolutely bucketed down from memory.
It did. We are fortunate enough to have our chopping inside the shed, but from a spectator's point of view, we didn't quite have enough room to fit them all inside. It was... Was that well patronised?
Well, it was, and if you're on the outside of the crowd, you're outside, literally in the rain, but it was still good to watch anyway. I really enjoyed it. Michael, thanks for your time this morning. I'll let you get back to what a busy weekend for you. Congratulations again on being elected President of the Tasmanian Axemen Association. Thank you for your time this morning. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you, Martin, and thanks for having us on.